Blackstone presents Bhendi Bazaar by Vish Dhamija. This book is read by Deepthi Gupta. This book is dedicated to Zoe. Who's Zoe, you might wonder? But Zoe knows who she is. So I'll say it again. This book is dedicated to Zoe. Bhendi Bazaar is one of the several infamous red-light areas in Mumbai. It is right behind Crawford Market, where the top brass of the Mumbai police are headquartered. Neither the name nor the location is incidental, though. Story is that Crawford Market was one of the prized wholesale markets built by the British. The British called the area south of Crawford Market behind the bazaar. The Indians picked up the British lilt as Bhendi Bazaar. Mumbai. It was once Bombay, till 1995. Hawala, hooch, hafta, and hookers are some of the infringements that infest Mumbai. To assume that the hoi polloi or the high-heeled don't know about it would be naive. The police, sometimes, even know the who and where. But they have bigger criminals to catch. Most Mumbai citizens don't think it's their business to interfere, to stop, or to report. They have their own pains and miseries. They have no desire to be involved. Who has the time anyway? Mumbai gives you a lot, but sucks the life out of you in bargain. The traffic, the population, the drudgery. Despite the battles they know they would have to fight daily to survive, approximately 450 new people come to this distending megalopolis daily to make it their home. That's a city like Brussels added every year. They come because they know this is the only city in India that will provide them with, if nothing else, two meals a day. 1. 1982. New Delhi, India. The non-aligned movement, of which India was a founding member, was an attempt to impede the Cold War. But all it could accomplish was to hold back the members from overtly siding with either of the dueling superpowers, the Soviet Union and the United States. Soviet Union's love for India and vice versa, however, wasn't exactly a clandestine affair. It wasn't pure circumstance that India was the first international customer for MiG-29s. It was to counterbalance neighboring Pakistan's purchase of F-16s from the U.S. The two non-aligned...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?